morning, everybody, or afternoon, rather. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the One Take Stoic. As always, I'm your host, Megan. Today, I'm coming at you a little bit later than usual because I am not recording this until about 11:45, 47, but I'm not recording this until later because I am off to work right now. So, that's exciting, but that is not what we're talking about. Today, I have a quote for you, a Stephen Bennett quote. The quote is, "Life is not lost by dying. Life is lost minute by minute, day by dragging day, in all the small, uncaring ways." So life is not lost by dying, but it is lost in all of the small, uncaring ways. Think about that for a second. We're not losing life by losing time. We're losing life by not caring for one another, by not trying to be the best version of ourselves, by not being a good person, by being an utter D-bag. That is how life is lost. This sort of goes into what we were talking about yesterday. Not purposely, but hey, serendipitous events. Serendipitous. I can't speak sometimes, events. Anywho, didn't mean for it to connect with yesterday, but as I was talking through and thinking in my head just now, it totally does. Because yesterday, we talked about living strong and prospering. And one way to live strong and prosper is not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually even. And in order to prosper in life in a non-physical manner, you need to be able to care for others, be able to put yourself in their shoes. Understand that nobody's perfect. We're not perfect. They're not perfect. And accidents happen. And when we're uncaring, it's easy to realize, or it's easy to think that everybody's out to get me. Everybody's doing this on purpose, that it's everybody else's fault except my own. But when we start caring for one another, when we start putting ourselves in another person's shoes as much as we can then care for others and understand that things don't always go my way. And that's okay. Because when we deal with difficulty, that's how we grow. That's how we get better. And you're not truly losing life or time in life until you stop caring for others. That's when you start getting old and angry, and when life starts getting at you, when it starts making you angry. I say old and angry because, I mean, you could be young and angry. You know, but think about, you know, the grumpy old men from the movie. Generally, as people age, generally speaking, they get grumpier because they get disillusioned with life. However, some people, it happens at a very young age, but if you keep yourself from being disillusioned with life, because yes, bad things do happen to good people, but there's always going to be good in the world. There's always going to be bad too, but much like if you think about the yin and the yang symbol, in every good person, there's bad. In every bad person, there's good. It might be smaller to some extent, to where you really have to search for that goodness, or you really have to search for that badness, but it is in all of us. That is just how life is. Nobody is 100% one way or 100% the other way. I try to make it a point to, with the people I don't agree with, to the people I don't really like to deal with for one reason or another, I try to find a positive attribute in them. Sometimes it is extremely difficult because generally when I don't like somebody, there's a reason for it. And it's important for me to be able to humanize them because we're all humans. Regardless of how we feel about somebody, they are a human. And they are sometimes good and sometimes bad. And it's important for me to remember that. Because, yeah, not everybody's going to have the same values as I have. And I expect that. But I can't belittle someone because they do not hold the same values I have. Because if I do that, I'm just as bad as the people I don't like. And I I hold myself to higher standards. I don't care about what standards they hold themselves to. That's the standard I hold myself to. This is not me saying, hey, I'm better than you. No, this is what I expect of myself. What I expect from myself is not what I expect from others. Because that's silly. I can't expect others to have the same values I have. Because if I do that, I just end up angry and I end up crotchety and I end up disillusioned with the world. But going back to the quote, life is not lost by dying. It's lost by the small, uncaring ways. That is how we lose life. Think about that. Because we can be joyous and joyful and live every day with happiness and gratitude. And it doesn't matter when we die, because we do not know when we're going to die. So if we live every day with happiness and gratitude, we're going to die happy. We're going to die grateful. And no moment of life would have been lost because of it. Because we don't have any regrets. Hopefully not. I know there are some things in my life that I wish I wouldn't have done at the time, but I don't regret any of them. Trust me, there are some bad things. I have made some horrible decisions, but I don't regret any of them because every single one of my decisions made me the person I am today. Yeah, I might have made things a lot more difficult on myself, but that's how I grew. That's how I know I won't make that same mistake again. Yeah, do I wish I could have had some easier times? Maybe at the time I wish I could have, but looking back on it, it was the best thing that could have happened. It was the thing that needed to happen in order for other things to happen. And that's important. We cannot live in I wish I could have done this. I wish I would have done this. Because if you do that, you're never going to be happy and you're never going to be satisfied. And that's the worst thing you can do in life, is not be happy and satisfied with what you have. I know I used to, dwell on what I could have done, what I should have done, and it got me nowhere except grumpy and angry. And I don't want that for anybody. So if you can stop it at the past now, then you don't have to worry about with the regrets later. Because honestly, what you did at the time made the most sense in the mindset you were in. Yeah, sometimes our emotions can get the best of us and we can not be thinking clearly. And that totally happens. And that will happen to all of us in some way or another. And that's perfectly fine. It's part of the growing process. It's part of the learning process. And it's important to remember that. Again, going back to the quote, because I'm going to start wrapping it up. Life is not lost by dying. It's not. Because we can still be good people even after our death. We can be remembered as the good people we were. Life is lost by all of the small, uncaring ways we treat others. That is how life is lost, physically or emotionally. Because I haven't even talked about the elephant in the room, that life can be lost because people are uncaring to others. Think about the rate of teen suicides. Just think about that for a second, or just suicides in general. Generally speaking, a suicide is caused because some people were very uncaring to another person. Sometimes to the point where somebody felt like not being alive would be better than dealing with it one more day. I've had to talk friends off of edges before. It's not a fun place to be. Have some compassion for one another. Have some love for one another. You might not agree with what a person is doing, but you cannot change what they're doing. You can counsel them to make better choices if they're making bad choices. But be there for them as a support system. That is all you can do. You can't force somebody to change. Because if you force somebody to change, all they're going to do is lie to you. Tell them, and they'll tell you that they've changed. But really on the inside, they're the exact same person. The only difference is they're now lying to you. Think about that. I know this took a little bit of a dark turn there at the end, but it's things that need to be spoken of. And when things like gender preference or dietary preference or just the way somebody chooses to live their lives, some people, when you're not living in the way they feel is the quote right way, they will make you feel bad about it until you change, forcibly or otherwise. And I don't think that's right, because as a person, I cannot force my beliefs or my values on anybody else because of the things I just mentioned. And sadly, some people feel that it's my way or the highway. And I don't think it's right. But anyways, getting lost down another rabbit hole. I did not mean to take it into the suicide realms, guys. I try to keep these sometimes deep, but light in general. But sometimes I think those things need to be spoken of, just like in general, mental health needs to be spoken of. And if you're not mentally well, it's cool. You're not the only one. The main thing is that you try to find somebody you can talk to, somebody that can help you figure things out. Be it a friend, a coach, a spouse, somebody you don't know, a counselor, a therapist, something. Find somebody to talk to. Find somebody you're comfortable talking to and talk yourself down off that ledge, whatever that ledge might be for you. All right, guys, with that, I'm going to put a pin in this damper of an episode, and I do apologize for going down a slightly dark path. But again, like I mentioned, it needs to be talked about sometimes. Anyways, let's move on to the obligatory part of the show. If you'd like what you've heard and you feel that one of these episodes would help somebody you know, please feel free to share the podcast. You can also rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast catcher of choice. If you'd like to connect with me, talk at me, or what have you, you can do so at Thriving on Fat on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Also, you can contact me directly, well, on any of those platforms. It's just me behind the screen on that. But if you'd like to email me, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/contact. There's a contact form. Fill it out, and I will get back to you as soon as I see it. Might take a few days, depending upon how swamped I am with work and whatnot. But I do my best to get back to all of them in a somewhat timely manner. If you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other episodes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. With that, I will talk to you mañana.